Hi and welcome to Head Trash. Thank you for downloading one of our Head Trash clearance sessions from our audio series. These sessions are ideal for you to listen to in your own time for whenever you feel you need a little bit of extra support. This session is for clearing any head trash you have around stress. Now, as with all our sessions, we urge you to make sure that you've read our Clear Your Head Trash guide that is available from our homepage at www.headtrash.co.uk. The reason for this is that we want to make sure that you understand the kind of session that you're about to have. This audio session uses reflective repatterning, an energy psychology technique that you may not be familiar with. So, to make sure that you get the best from the session, it helps for you to understand what's going on. During the session, you will also be asked to put your hands into a certain position known as the TAT position. And our guide contains a diagram of the TAT position to help you to make sure that you're doing it correctly. Now, all of our sessions can be listened to as many times as you like, but please make sure that you don't listen to them while being at the helm of some kind of driving machine. You really do need to be in a private space with no interruptions. In fact, most people like to lie down when they listen to our sessions. Now, before we start, I do need to warn you about something. This session is about stress, which means that we'll be clearing stress. And as part of this clearing process, your stress energy will need to come to the surface before it escapes. And this means that you might well feel, stressed during the session. But don't worry, it's just the energy rising to the surface before it leaves. And by the end of the session, you'll probably feel incredibly calm. Just don't let this bit worry you and go with the flow. So, are you ready to start? Get yourself nice and comfy. We are about to begin.
So when you're ready, take your hands into the TAT position. That means taking either hand and placing the thumb and the ring finger on either side of the bridge of the nose, almost in the corner of the eyes. The middle finger about 2-2.5 centimetres above where the eyebrows would meet in the middle. And the other hand across the lower section of the back of your head. Tune into and remember all of those times in your life when you have been stressed. The times and the people and the events that have been stressing you in the past. Tune in and remember what it's like to feel that stress. What is your breathing like? What does your head feel like? What does your body feel like during those times of stress? Who or what has stressed you the most in your life? Remembering the one time that you were the most stressed that you have ever been. Consider also the times, the present times, that may be causing you stress. What is happening for you right now on a day-to-day basis? Who and what may be stressing you? And what that experience is like? Consider also all of the possibilities of what may stress you in the future. Or who may stress you in the future. And as you become aware of the memories of all of these stresses, what is it like inside your head as you remember all of this stress? Are your thoughts, which can be made up of internal chatter, any images and memories, any feelings, any senses? Are your thoughts jumbled up? Are they feeling quick or slow? Do they have any movement or direction to them? Maybe they're still. Inside your head and your head mind, Are your thoughts dark or light? Somewhere in between, possibly, maybe. And does it feel heavy or light? Become aware of any other thoughts, feelings, or images, memories that you may have in your mind. What is happening in your body? Any physical or emotional sensations that you can tune into? How is your breathing? Is it shallow? Is it heavy? Is it tight? Is it deep? Is it quick? Is it slow? All of these questions I've asked you to check in your mind or body are part of your stress program. I love, adore, and enjoy stress and being stressed. I love, adore, and enjoy stress and being stressed. I love it. I adore it. I enjoy stress and feeling stressed. I love, adore, and enjoy my personal stress program. I love it. I adore it. I enjoy it. Feeling stressed. I love, adore, and enjoy stressing and feeling stressed. I love, adore, and enjoy stressing and feeling stressed and being aware of all of my stress programs. I love it. I adore it. I enjoy it. It's a wonderful thing. I love, adore, and enjoy stress. It's a wonderful, fabulous thing. I love stress. I love it. I adore it. I enjoy it. It's a wonderful, fabulous thing. The more stressed I am, the better I feel. I love stress. I love it. I adore it. I enjoy it. Stress is a wonderful, fabulous thing. Stress is wonderful. Oh, stress. It's a wonderful, incredible thing. Every time I'm stressed, I know these are signals for change. These are warnings. I love my stress signals. I adore my stress signals. They are wonderful, fabulous signals. I love, adore, and enjoy all of my stress. I love, adore, and enjoy all of my stress programs. I hate and despise stress. I hate and despise stress. I hate and despise all stress. I tune into my stress programs and I hate them. I despise them. I despise every part of my mind and my body stress programs. I hate and despise stress. Stress is so stressful. I hate and despise my stress. Stress is a horrible, terrible thing. Stress is a horrible, terrible thing. Stress is a horrible, terrible, despicable thing. Stress and being stressed is a horrible, terrible thing. Oh, stress and being stressed is a horrible, terrible thing. Now take in a nice, long, deep breath into an area of where you choose, maybe where there's some emotional sensation going on. And slowly exhale that head trash stress out, making your exhale, aiming it to be just over twice as long as your inhale. Breathing in and regaining any spaces inside your mind and body, and making your exhale just a little over twice as long as your inhale. Now imagine a group of other people. You may know them or not know them, or maybe even a mixture of both. Imagine these other people are very, very stressed. They're the most stressful people that you've ever seen. I love, I adore, I enjoy other people being stressed and stressing. I love, adore, and enjoy other people stressing and being stressed. I love, adore and enjoy other people stressing and being stressed. I love it, I adore it, I enjoy it. It's a fabulous, wonderful thing. Watching other people stressing and being really, really stressed. I love, adore and enjoy other people being stressed. Other people being stressed is a wonderful, wonderful thing. I hate and despise other people being stressed. I hate and despise other people being stressed. Other people being stressed is a horrible, terrible thing. Other people being stressed is a horrible, terrible thing. Other people being stressed and stressing is a horrible, terrible thing. Again, just take a nice deep in breath. Into the part of your mind or body you need to and want to regain right now. Slowly exhaling the head trash stress. Making your exhale just a little longer, twice as long as your inhale. Stress is a horrible, terrible thing. Other people stressing is a horrible, terrible thing. I hate and despise watching and experiencing and hearing other stressed people. I hate and despise watching and hearing and experiencing other stressed people. I hate it, I despise it, I loathe it. Watching other distressed, stressed people. Other stressed people is a horrible, terrible thing. Watching and experiencing other stressed people is a horrible, terrible thing. Watching and experiencing other people being stressed in stressful situations is a horrible, terrible thing. I love, I adore and enjoy other people being stressed. I love it, I adore it, I enjoy it when other people are stressing. I love it, I adore and enjoy it when other people are in stressful situations. I love other people being in stressful situations. It shows them a signal that they shouldn't be there. I love their stress. I love other people's stress. Other people's stress is wonderful. It's fabulous. It's marvelous. It makes me so happy. I love, adore, and enjoy other people's stressful events. I love, adore, enjoy other people's stressful events. Other people stressing and being stressed is a wonderful, fabulous thing. Other people stressing and being stressed is a wonderful, fabulous thing. Other people stressing and being stressed is a wonderful, fabulous thing. I love it. I adore it. I really, really, really enjoy other people in stressful situations. I love, adore, and enjoy other people's stress. Take a moment now to breathe in. Regain those spaces in your mind or body. Slowly inhale into those areas that you're claiming for yourself. And slowly exhale the head trash stress out of your body, making that out breath just over twice as long as your in breath. Breathing in and regaining that space for your entire body mind. Tuning in now to a group of other people. However large or small in your mind, maybe you know them, maybe you don't know them. Maybe it's a mixture of both. I want you to imagine that you're doing whatever you can to stress these other people on purpose. I want you to imagine that you're doing whatever you can to stress these other people on purpose. I love, I adore, I enjoy going round and stressing other people on purpose, as many of them as I can. I love it, I adore it, I enjoy it. It's my hobby, it's my pastime. I love stressing other people on purpose. I love it, I adore it, I enjoy it. It's a wonderful, fabulous thing. I love stressing other people. I really love stressing other people. It's a wonderful, fabulous thing. I love, I adore and enjoy stressing other people on purpose just for the fun of it. I love it. I adore it. It makes me giggle. I love, adore and enjoy stressing other people on purpose just for the fun of it. I love it. I adore it. I enjoy it. It's a wonderful, fabulous thing. I love stressing other people on purpose. I hate stressing other people on purpose. It's a horrible, terrible thing. I hate stressing other people on purpose. It's a horrible, terrible thing. I hate it. I despise it. I loathe it. What a horrible, terrible thing to do. I hate stressing other people on purpose. I hate it. I despise it. I loathe stressing other people on purpose. I hate and despise stressing other people on purpose. It's a horrible, terrible thing. Stressing other people on purpose is a horrible, terrible thing. Stressing other people on purpose is a horrible, terrible thing. Now take in a nice deep in-breath. Breathing into those spaces that you want to regain for yourself in your mind and body. Slowly exhaling the stress head trash out, making your exhale just twice as long as your inhale, or even a little over. Tuning back into now and stressing other people. I enjoy stressing other people. It's a marvelous thing. I enjoy stressing other people. It's a marvelous, wonderful thing. I really, really enjoy stressing other people more than anything else I do. I enjoy stressing other people more than anything else I can do. I enjoy seeing their stressful charges, them getting more and more stressed, as these are signals for their healing. I'm bringing them to the fore. I enjoy stressing other people. I loathe stressing other people and bringing out their stress. I loathe stressing other people and bringing out their stress. I loathe stressing other people and bringing out their stress. I love, I adore, and I enjoy stressing other people. I love, I adore, I enjoy stressing other people. Again, just take a nice, deep in-breath. Regaining those areas of your mind and body for yourself. And slowly making your exhale a little over twice as long as your inhale. Breathing out all of the head trash stress. And now consider other people and events that have been stressing you in the past, the present, and possibly the future. I want you to think of these other people, whoever they are. Maybe you know them or don't know them, or a mixture of both. And what events, what things that stress you? I love, adore, and enjoy other people and events stressing me. I love, I adore, and enjoy other people and events stressing me. I love, I adore, and enjoy other people and events really stressing me. I love it, I adore it, and I enjoy it when other people stress me. I love it, I adore it, and enjoy it when other people do stressful things to me. I love, adore, and enjoy events that are stressful. I love, adore, and enjoy other people in events stressing me. I love it, I adore it, I enjoy it. It's a marvelous, fabulous thing when other people in events stress me. I hate and despise other people and events stressing me. I hate and despise other people stressing me. I hate it. I despise it. What's the point of it? I loathe it. I hate and despise other people and events stressing me. I hate and despise other people and events stressing me. Other people and events stressing me is a horrible, terrible thing. Other people and events stressing me is a horrible, terrible thing. What a waste of time. I love, I adore and enjoy when other people and events really try to stress me. I love it, I adore it, I enjoy it when other people and events really try to stress me. Bring it on, bring it on, bring it on. Yeah, yeah, bring it on. I love it, I adore it, I enjoy it. It's a wonderful thing when they try to stress me. I love it, I adore it, I enjoy it when they really, really try to stress me. I love it, I adore it, I enjoy it. I tell them to bring it on. Yeah. I hate it. I despise it. I loathe it. What a horrible, terrible thing when other people in events try to stress me. Oh, yeah. When other people in events try to stress me, I get really, really stressed. I get really, really stressed when other people in events try to stress me. I hate it. I loathe it. I despise it. I hate and despise other people trying to stress me. I get away from it. I push them away. I hate it. I despise it. I hate it and despise it. It stresses me. The thought, the memories of other people in events stressing me on purpose. I hate it. I despise it. So take in a nice long deep breath into those areas where stress used to be in your mind and body. Regain those areas for yourself and slowly exhale twice as long as your inhale. Slowly exhale twice as long as your inhale. Other people and events stressing me is a wonderful, fabulous thing. Other people and events trying to stress me is a wonderful, fabulous challenge. Other people and events stressing me is a wonderful challenge. Other people and events trying to stress me is a wonderful, fabulous, marvelous challenge. I excel. I feel great when they try to bring it on. Other people in events trying to stress me. Oh, makes me relax. Other people in events trying to stress me makes me relaxed. Other people in events trying to stress me makes me really, really relaxed. Other people in events trying to stress me really stresses me out. Other people and events trying to stress me really stresses me out. Other people and events trying to stress me really stresses me out. Now take in again another breath in. Regain a space in your mind or body. And slowly exhale and exhale just over twice as long as your inhale. Let in the head trash stress out. And follow these words in your mind. Stress, stressingly stressed, stress is stressfully stressful. 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 Stress, stressingly stressed, stress is stressingly stressful.
And now release your hands from the tap position, allowing your arms to relax. Taking a deep breath. And now focus on your thoughts and your mind around stress and the stress that you may have been experiencing in your life. And thinking of these thoughts,
Notice how it is in your mind. Are the thoughts moving or still? And if they're moving, are they moving fast or slow? And is it dark or light in your mind, or heavy or light? And notice any shifts that may have occurred since the beginning of this work. And so now, as we continue, and you notice any changes that are occurring, prepare to go back into the tap position so that we may continue with the work to clear your head trash around stress.
I am a stressed person. I am a very stressed person. I am truly a stressed person. I am a stressed person. I am very, very stressed. I am truly a stressed person. I am not a stressed person. I am not stressed. I am not a stressed person. I am not stressed. I am not a stressed person. I am not very stressed. I am not a stressed person. I believe I'm a stressed person. I believe I'm very stressed. I believe I'm a stressed person. I believe I'm very stressed. I believe I'm a stressed person. I believe I'm very stressed. I disbelieve I'm a stressed person. I disbelieve I'm very stressed. I disbelieve I'm a stressed person. I disbelieve I'm very stressed. I disbelieve I'm a stressed person. I disbelieve I'm very stressed. I 100% completely, utterly and totally believe I'm a stressed person. I 100% totally and utterly and completely believe I'm a very stressed person. I 100% totally and utterly and completely and thoroughly believe I'm a stressed person. I 100% totally and utterly and completely believe I'm a stressed person. I 100% totally and utterly and completely disbelieve I'm a stressed person. I 100% totally and completely disbelieve I'm a stressed person. I 100% totally and utterly and completely disbelieve I'm a stressed person. I 100% totally and utterly and completely and thoroughly disbelieve I'm a stressed person. I thoroughly disbelieve I'm a stressed person. Believable beliefs are believably believing. Believed 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 believable beliefs are believably believing. Disbelieved disbelievable disbeliefs are disbelievably disbelieving. Disbelieved disbelievable disbeliefs are disbelievably disbelieving. Disbelievable disbeliefs are disbelieving. Disbelieved disbelievable disbeliefs are disbelievably disbelieving. Disbelieved disbelievable disbeliefs are disbelievably disbelieving. Disbelieved disbelievable disbeliefs are disbelievably disbelieving. I believe in believable disbeliefs. I believe in disbelievable disbeliefs. I believe in disbelievable disbeliefs. I disbelieve in believable beliefs. I disbelieve in disbelievable beliefs. Believable stress is believably disbelieving. Believable stress is believably disbelieving. Believable stress is disbelievably disbelieving. Believable stress is disbelievably disbelieving. Believable stress is believably disbelieving. Believable stress is believably disbelieving. Now consider these thoughts. That you are the most stressed that you've ever been. You are the most stressful person in this room right now. You are the most stressful person in your very home. No one in your home has ever been anywhere near as stressed as you. And I want you to expand your thoughts outwards, that in fact you are the most stressed person in the entire street. The very mention of your name is enough to shake and stress and scare the entire neighborhood. Everybody hides their children but shutters up on the door as you walk by, for you are the most stressful person in your whole neighborhood. The very mention of stress is mentioned with your name. Cyclists cycling past shake and tremble, fall off their bikes, just at the very look of you and your stressed body. You are the most stressed out person in your whole town. Nobody in your whole town has ever been as stressed as you. In fact, the local news and newspapers have given articles on how to de-stress yourself when coming into contact with you. You are the most stressed out person in your entire county. There are warning signs on the county line, warning there is a stressed person living in this county. They will stress you. You are the most stressed out person in your whole country. The evening news channels are full of warnings to avoid you. People are leaving the country in droves, flying out of airports, catching ferries, leaving the stress that's vibrating all around your country. The news channels are reporting this. People are wearing t-shirts. Watch out. You are a very stressed person. Sales of calming herbal medicines are rocketing. Homeopathic medicines are rocketing. Stress clinics are full. People are doing yogic breathing, relaxation methods at just the very mention of your name. The whole of Europe is terrified of your stress. When you talk, window panes shatter. There is broken glass everywhere. Punctured tires on cars all across Europe, just at the resonance of your stressed out voice. The European Council and the United Nations, on behalf of all world governments, are putting out warnings, giving out ear defenders so they do not have to listen to your stressed out voice. Calming music is being played over the airwaves, over speakers in the streets. The people of the world have been asked to blare out soothing music from their homes and their cars, just in case you are within a 1,000-mile radius of them. You are the most stressed out person in the whole world. The President of the United States is even wearing ear defenders. The leader of every country, entertaining royalties, politicians, pop stars, all wearing ear defenders. Oh yes, you are the most stressed out person in all time, in all history, in all places, and even all dimensions. UFOs have been flying around, circling, trying to find out the stress, the very cause and the source of all stress in the universe, and yet their aircrafts are shattering. Even God and the devil themselves avoid this very, very source of all stress. You are officially the most stressed out person in the entire universe, in all time and in all history and in all places. You are the most stressed there has ever been. Now consider these thoughts. That you are the most laid back and relaxed person in your home. You are so laid back and relaxed that all the birds around your home are singing lullabies all day long. You are the most relaxed and laid back person in your entire street. In fact, you resonate so much relaxation. You're so calm and peaceful that even the cyclists that go by just gently fall off their bikes in a comfortable rolling way and giggle with waves of relaxation. You resonate relaxation, calmness and peace. You are the most laid-back person in your whole town. People are coming from miles around to learn from your laid-back approach, your relaxed and calm approach. They're crossing the county lines. People are sending their friends, their neighbors, their loved ones, their partners, all of the stressed out people to your home. But you know what? You are so laid back, you're so relaxed, you're so peaceful and calm that you don't even say a word. Their bodies are like marshmallows, just melting at the very mention of your name. You are the most relaxed, laid back person in your entire country. All of the relaxation clinics that have ever been set up are closing. Nobody's doing yoga or Pilates or relaxation anymore. Just the thought of your name, the seeing of your picture, their muscles melt and relax. They're just like jelly. You are the most laid-back and relaxed person in the entire country. In fact, your entire continent, every member, every population, every species in the entire continent that you live in is becoming laid back and relaxed. All the crocodiles in the zoos are laying on their backs, waddling in the water just at the mention of your name. Wild animals and people are gelling together. They're sending pictures of you out to the war zones all around the world. And the armies and the soldiers and the terrorists, they just lay down their guns. They sunbathe, they yawn, they stretch, they relax. You are the very source of all calmness and peace. All the presidents and prime ministers and kings and queens around the world are just relaxing and being comforted just the thought of your very name. Everywhere around the world there's pictures of you, the most laid back, peaceful, relaxed person there's ever been. Foxes and rabbits are lying down together. Crocodiles and people are sharing the sun decks, the sunbeds, and relaxing and drinking cocktails together. Warring countries are all friends, just at the very mention of your name. Aliens are coming from out of space to find the very nature, the very source, the very origins of all of this laid-back, peaceful and calmful resonance that you expand to the entire universe. The aliens come out, they just fall to the ground and giggle and laugh, and they're friends with everybody. And even God himself learns from you. Oh yes, you are the most laid back, relaxed, calm person in the entire universe.
You have now come to the end of the session. How was it for you? What did you notice during that session? Some people notice tingling sensations, big yawns or sighs, bubbling up of emotions, or maybe feeling cold and tired. All these are signs that you have cleared some energy. If you're feeling tired, make sure you take some time to relax, and don't forget to drink some water. You may notice some shifts almost immediately, while others it may take a few days to notice anything. But be sure to keep your mind open for any changes in your thoughts and your behaviours. Also, look out for how others behave around you, as there may be changes there too. By the way, like I said at the beginning, this session can be listened to again and again. Just like your trash at home, you might clear it one day, but it soon fills up again. If you'd like to find out more about clearing your head trash and the technique used in this session, then please drop by our website, headtrash.co.uk. Bye for now.